From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Bernadette Hogan reports for the New York Post that Democrats who control the state legislature agreed March 2nd to take away Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers granted him during the pandemic. Cuomo's emergency powers would have expired April 30th, but now may end later this week amid his dueling sexual harassment and nursing home scandals. Lawmakers may vote on the bill crafted by Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie as soon as Friday. The statewide mask mandate and measures implemented to manage the vaccine rollout would last up to 30 days after passage of the bill. After that, Cuomo would need permission from lawmakers to give them an opportunity to comment. Stewart-Cousins said in a statement, and I quote, "I think everyone understands where we were back in March and where we are now. We certainly see the need for a quick response, but also want to move toward a system of increased oversight and review. The public deserves to have checks and balances. Our proposal would create a system with increased input while at the same time ensuring New Yorkers continue to be protected," end quote. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican who has ran for governor against Cuomo, said, and I quote, "This is a hollow political gesture. It is not a substitute for real action. We need a restoration of the balance of power, restoration of local authority, and a return to democracy," end quote. Some Republicans called for Cuomo to resign before three women made allegations of sexual harassment against Cuomo and before reports emerged that his staff manipulated data and made poor decisions about COVID-19 cases in nursing homes. Now, though, Cuomo is hearing calls to resign from his left, including from the Democratic Socialist of America, the Working Families Party, and Congressperson Kathleen Rice, a Democrat from Long Island. Most other Democrats have called for independent investigations of Cuomo. The governor has not given one of his online press conferences. The governor has not given one of his online press conferences in a week as more allegations against Cuomo were revealed. And you can read more about this story in the New York Post. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Seven offline apartments at Bliss Towers in Hudson that were expected to be renovated in January have been delayed again, with contractors leaving the city housing authority in the dark. After assessing 25 offline apartments, the HHA determined in January that seven of the units would be ready for occupancy by the end of January. The renovations were initially delayed because an asbestos variance from the state was needed, but construction was able to start more than a month ago. On January 27th, HHA Executive Director Timothy Matisse said an environmental assessment determined there were no hazards for workers, a variance was given, and repairs could begin once an abatement contractor was hired. HHH Chair Marie Bell said, but Matisse is now waiting for contractors to commit to and begin the project, and he does not know why that has not happened. She said, and I quote, "He doesn't understand what the holdup is," end quote. She said Matisse will push things along by contracting the state agency that oversees the variance if nothing happens. Contractors CNC Unlimited and Ambient Environmental visited the site on February 23rd, and Matisse is anticipating a proposal this week. A local contractor visited the site on February 27th to make a proposal for the remaining work after the asbestos is done. Matisse said, and I quote, "I'm just as frustrated as everyone else, and the level of courtesy that some of these contractors kind of convey or have is a little less than desirable," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "They're supposed to be professional companies, and when they completely disappear on you or just throw their hands up and say," in quotes, "no, we're not going to do it, that's kind of frustrating and that's unprofessional. But I guess that's the industry we're dealing with," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Village of Athens Department of Public Works is now operating out of a new building. The $1 million structure is 90 by 54 feet and will replace the former office on North Washington Street behind the firehouse on 3rd Street. Athens Village trustee Robert Scott said, and I quote, "I'm very happy to report the DPW crew is now working inside the building," end quote. He said the department was previously located in a building about 100 years old. He said, and I quote, "It was an adequate workspace for them. The original structure was never designed to be a DPW building. It was an electric generating plant back in the day," end quote. The new building has LED lighting, radiant floor heating, and an exhaust system that will flush the building with fresh air if carbon dioxide sensors are triggered. Scott said the old building also lacked storage space for the DPW. He said, and I quote, "The plow trucks were sitting outside in a pole barn," end quote. He added, and I quote, "When we were drawing up the blueprints for this structure, we got measurements of all equipment they wanted to place inside the building," end quote. Scott said, and I quote, "We stayed under budget, which is remarkable," end quote. He said he was happy with the finished product. Former trustee Joshua Lipman said the project is another great example of the village board working together in a completely nonpartisan manner to successfully get the job done. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Saugerties Village Board has agreed to give village residents information about the changes that would result from a community choice electricity buying program. Mayor Bill Murphy said the board's action, and I quote, "provides the opportunity for the information to get out to our residents to look into this program," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "it doesn't commit us to joining it. We have plenty of time before we have to decide to join it," end quote. In December, Hudson Valley Energy, through its representative Jeff Domansky, asked the village to participate in the program run by Jewel Assets Incorporated that serves as administrator for the Community Choice Program. If Saugerties opts into the program, the company chosen would be designated as the default electricity provider for the village customers instead of Central Hudson Gas and Electricity. Residents could, however, opt to stay with Central Hudson or choose a different provider. Under the program, village electricity customers would be grouped with other municipalities with similar interest in choosing a provider based on whether the provider's energy is generated by renewable sources and other factors. The program is also being considered by Town of Saugerties officials as well. Officials estimate there are about 12,000 electricity customers in the town and village of Saugerties. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.